USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The recount taking place in Georgia, officials again discovered thousands of uncounted votes in the November 3rd election. In addition to Floyd County, Fayette County uncovered 2,755 votes that were not included in the initial count. Election official Gabriel Sterling said again, human error. White House press secretary tells Fox a third county is now reporting similar irregularities.
There's reporting that in a third county in Georgia, in Walton County, they have found the same issue, a memory card that was not registered with votes. And guess what? These votes favor President Donald J. Trump. What is going on here? Every American should be concerned.
57 of the 159 counties in Georgia have reported no deviations from their original ballot counts. The Secretary of State's office has opened two investigations in Fulton County, how the water leak at State Farm Arena occurred, and how election monitors were handled during the incident. USA.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Wayne County of Michigan refused to certify election results in the county that includes Detroit. The 2-2 vote was in response to voting irregularities with the books, something to do with too many votes and not enough registered voters. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer called out partisan politics, and some in the community called it a racist vote. After negotiations, the vote came back 4-0 for certification. The concession to flip the vote, the Secretary of State will conduct a comprehensive audit of the vote tallies. Over 37 million Americans believe the election on November 3rd was rigged. 52% of Republicans said that Trump rightfully won, while only 29% that Biden had rightfully won. The poll done earlier this week of 1,346 respondents included 596 Democrats and 496 Republicans and has 5 percentage points of error. The National Basketball Association draft is tonight as the Minnesota Timberwolves won the lottery for the first pick. You can watch the show 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox, USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As the military continues to lower troop levels in the Middle East, the mission does not change. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has the details.
The United States will draw down troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq by the middle of January. The official order came Tuesday that will lower troop levels in both countries to 2,500 by January 15th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller announced the drawdown, saying the move does not change U.S. priorities in the region.
This is consistent with our established plans and strategic objectives, supported by the American people, and does not equate to a change in U.S. policy or objectives. Moreover, this decision by the President is based on continuous engagement with his National Security Cabinet over the past several months.
But some don't agree with the drawdown. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a precipitous withdrawal would be a mistake.
I think it's extremely important here in the next couple of months not to have any earth-shaking changes with regard to defense and foreign policy. I think a precipitous drawdown in either Afghanistan or Iraq would be a mistake.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Nicaraguan officials are reporting Iota is considered the strongest hurricane in history to hit Nicaragua and has taken 6 lives in the Central American country. Iota made landfall Tuesday as a Category 4 hurricane with heavy rains, damaging winds, flooding, landslides. Now a tropical storm, Iota is nearing Honduras. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.